Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Right Out of Politics. This is Ariana Mendez, your host, coming to you from Miami, Florida. What a week. I am saying that every podcast episode, it seems. 2020 has definitely been a crazy year, a year full of change, a year full of hardship, strife, but also a year full of growth for a lot of us. So I think that it's a mixed bag, but we should take the good with bad. Some good news coming out of the COVID-19 vaccine development. Also, on Monday, the Electoral College voted, and Joe Biden is officially the president-elect. So if you're on the right side of the aisle, that was a very sombering moment, especially if you suspect that there was foul play as far as the election results. So definitely a sad day for the right. Democrats couldn't be happier, and they're ready to move forward with the transition and swear Biden in January and start implementing their agenda. Interesting development, though. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, seems to be not as enthusiastic about the fearless leader, Nancy Pelosi. So interesting how the younger Democrats, the progressive wing of the party, is holding that the establishment wing accountable. So we'll see how that plays out, but definitely a very significant statement made by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Not showing the same amount of trust in Nancy Pelosi's competence as a leader to lead the House Democrats into the future. So very interesting developments. So without further ado, let's jump into the news that we need to know segment, and we'll take it from there. This is news you need to know from Right Out of Politics. Vice President Pence, the head of the White House task force, is scheduled to be vaccinated for COVID-19 on Friday morning. And Moderna vaccine awaits FDA authorization. Oregon extends the state of emergency until March 2021. At this point, there's 310,000 U.S. deaths. Some Americans aren't in rush to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Experts understand but say there's no need to wait, trying to encourage the public to volunteer for the process. If the FDA approves the Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, Americans will have access to two options, which is a good development. Options are great. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to grant emergency authorization to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine on Friday, a week after giving similar clearance to the one by Pfizer and its German collaborator BioNTech. So that's good news. Will I be taking the vaccine? Not too sure about that. I want to see how it plays out. There are some studies that indicate that there's maybe some long-term side effects that concern me. So I'm gonna wait to see. Wait to see as other people decide to take it, if there's any long-term effects that are immediately apparent. It's definitely an interesting time we're living in. Obviously, COVID-19 is a serious matter, and the fact that we are not one, but we have two vaccines that Americans can choose from is a blessing, and that's all thanks to Operation Warp Speed, but definitely something that it's a personal choice, and I would strongly oppose any attempt by the federal government to make it mandatory for Americans to take the vaccine. Choice is good, folks. People need to have choices, especially when it comes to their personal health. Future of shopping. Did you guys hear about this? Walmart to begin selling on TikTok with live stream event. Wow, that's an interesting concept. So Walmart is betting that TikTok isn't just watching for viral videos. So they're calling it the Holiday Shop Along Spectacular. And this is considered the first of its kind shoppable event on the TikTok platform. And they're obviously going after, you know, that younger audience. More than 100 million Americans use the TikTok platform. So definitely a very big population there. And it's a new way to shop. Like we're going to the Star Trek era with these new advancements in the way that we're getting our entertainment, our shopping, interacting with each other. Like it's a new world one way or another. So personally, happy about that. That's more options for consumers and another way to prevent or minimize people exposure to large groups in malls, etc. And I don't know if you guys heard, but First Lady Melania Trump was in the Fort Lauderdale area visiting a private school for Barron, the son she shares with Trump, so that he can foreseeably post-White House attend school there. A decision has not been made, but the Trumps are getting ready for that post-presidency life. So that's pretty much it for this week, folks. Hope you guys are planning for the holidays, but that's it. That's the news you need to know. Let's go into the analysis. So it looks like we will be looking at a Biden presidency. And in normal circumstances, I would have been one of those individuals that would be congratulating the other side, hard-fought battle. You know, this is what democracy looks like. You vote, you campaign, you do the process, and then the public decides. But this year, I can't really say that I trust the legitimacy of those results. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist, but the numbers there give me great pause. And I am unwilling to suspend disbelief to that degree. If the Democrats could be harping on for 4 years on the Russia collusion narrative, it's not far-fetched for people on the right to have concerns about the legitimacy of those results. But with that said, the Electoral College proceeded to rubber stamp Biden's victory, and Joe Biden is officially the president-elect of the United States. And for all Americans, I hope that his presidency is a successful one, even if I have concerns about the way that he obtained it. But for the benefit of the country, for our nation's future, I really do hope that he has a successful presidency. And of course, the cynical side of me is like, oh, well, we'll see. Probably none of the policies that he's going to put into place are going to be something that I would support, especially considering how progressive his cabinet picks are. But I will give Mr. Biden the benefit of the doubt. And I want to take an opportunity to thank President Trump for the tremendous job he did these last 4 years. It is quite remarkable to see the work, the progress, the change that he put in place in the short time he was there. And through all the hate and contempt and disrespect showed by the left and the media, Trump kept pushing and wanted to do things his way and in a way that he thought would benefit all Americans and put America first. And the economic prosperity we enjoyed prior to COVID and the economic recovery in the summer that we started seeing, it's all thanks to his steadfast leadership. And anybody who disagrees with that, I think, is living in a bubble and is suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, because you cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater, that old saying. Was Trump a perfect president? No, but please point to one president that was. Was he a highly controversial figure? Well, in modern politics, every president is a highly controversial figure. But he did things his way, and he had a vision for what he wanted to do, and he had a brand that he adhered to. And is this the last that we will see of Donald Trump? I don't think so. I am not sure if he will run again in 2024, but I am positive that he will become a kingmaker in the Republican Party and will make it his priority to make sure that the Republican Party does not sway from the Trumpian principles of the last 4 years. Now, there's a bunch of people, bunch of Republicans in name only, that are waiting in the wings for Trump to leave the White House to try to attempt a coup in the Republican Party and take it over again. But I trust that there's enough people still in the party, especially the people that Trump attracted to the party, that will say no and will stand up for Trumpian principles, because the Republican Party is no longer a party of elites. It's a party actually of the middle class. It's people who want to grow, who want to develop themselves, who come maybe from humble beginnings but are striving for better. It's not this elitist club that it used to be. It's not the country club, Republican club anymore. The Democrats, absolutely elitist to the gills, but Republicans are not, that's not who they are anymore. At least that's not the Republican Party that I associate with anymore. And it's very interesting how you see people like Romney and obviously the McCains. There is this desire to play ball with the left, and that is exactly the lackluster, pale-colored Republican principle approach that cost us 2008 and 2012. That's just the reality of it. So I hope that Republican leadership understands what the Republican electorate wants, because 75 million Americans voted for President Trump. That's a significant number. It's actually the largest number any sitting president has received. So let me reiterate this again. It is an amazing achievement what Mr. Trump did in the 4 years he was there. And I congratulate him for that. And I want him to be proud of his record. And I want Republicans and America to be proud of its record, because economy, the way we proactively engaged enemies abroad, the peace accords that we negotiated for the Middle East, and the tax reform, just the changes to how government functioned will be something that have long-lasting effects. And that's not even counting his legacy in the when it comes to the judiciary appointments. So I am very proud to have supported President Trump this last election. I am very proud to continue to support that agenda. And I pray that for the country, Mr. Biden is successful. But there are going to be people like me on the sidelines waiting to hold the Democrats accountable when they drop the ball, because it will happen. It's only a matter of time. The leadership of the Democratic Party is way too progressive, and common sense is completely been thrown out the window. But I wish Mr. Biden luck, because if he succeeds, America succeeds. I won't hold my breath for that though. And for Mr. Trump, enjoy your post-presidency. You have a real opportunity here to shape the future of the Republican Party. And if you decide to run again, I think there's millions of people that will support you. We believe in what you stood for. We believe in this concept of draining the swamp, of holding people accountable, of flipping the table to get real results. And we will remember you, and we will be there for you. And use your power, because you have significant power as head of the Republican Party, because he is the head of the Republican Party, to get people elected to seats of power that reflect your principles and your approach and your brand of Republican, which is a much more inclusive brand than the Romney brand or the McCain brand or even the George W. Bush brand. So I look forward to seeing what your post-president will look like, because I am confident it will be entertaining. And to all my Republican friends out there, we have a responsibility to protect our party. There will be attempts to try to bring it back to that failed rhetoric of the Romneys, of the McCains, of George W. Bush, and go back to those traditionally Republican platforms. The party has changed. It's no longer there. We need to adapt and look at who is part of our party now, because that's the coalition we're going to rely on in the future, not this urban coalition that some Republicans in name only desire. That's not the coalition. That's not, the urban elite is not going to get Republicans elected. I just want to reiterate that. Okay. And it's important as we go into the holidays to take stock of some of these matters, but not lose sight. Look, we're Americans here. We all love our country. We have different opinions of how our country should be, and that's okay. Diversity of opinion is important. But as we move forward into 2021, let's remember we're at a critical juncture in our country's history because this pandemic has affected us in an extraordinary way. And our decisions, our actions will affect how our country prospers or fails as a result of this pandemic. So it's on us. There's nobody else to be held accountable except the American people and our leadership. So let's push for that accountability. And come the midterm elections, we'll see where we're at. But I'm looking forward to dissecting that with you guys here. And let's stay positive. I know a lot of us won't be able to have our big family gatherings and see our families and friends as much because of the pandemic. But the people that you do see, value them, appreciate them, spend as much time as you can with people that you are around with, and enjoy the holiday as much as you can. Just because it's smaller doesn't mean it's any less fun. So make it special, make it count. And I really appreciate the time to take all of that and dissect it and contemplate on it. And this is the time to do it. Think about what you want to change in the new year for yourself, and use this time and uncertainty in the world to mold your own destiny. Okay? And that's my advice to you, because that's what I'm going to plan to do. So we'll see. We'll see. Politics will continue, as you all know. And Right Owl Politics will be here to give you our analysis and insight. But yeah, I warn Republicans, don't go back to the party of pale colors. That's not going to work. The electorate will not reward you. Believe me, it will not. So guys, thanks for tuning in. It's always a pleasure having these discussions with you. And thank you again for all the support you've shown this program. We started in the middle of the pandemic, and you guys have stuck with us, and we've had some very interesting shows along the way, and you guys have provided us feedback and love and appreciation, and we appreciate it all, because it only makes us stronger and we grow with it. It's been a roller coaster year for everybody, and here at Right Owl Politics, we're so happy that we're able to get a few minutes of your Friday and being able to share our opinions and thoughts with you and moving the narrative along one way or another. So we appreciate your time. We appreciate your attention. And we look forward to bringing better and bigger things in 2021 to you. Okay? Remember, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all social media. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you hear your podcast, and catch up on all our episodes, which are quite a few at this point. So please follow us, subscribe. If you know anybody that's looking for a new podcast to listen to, send that person our way. Tell them, hey, this is not your dad's political news show. We brand ourselves as a podcast from a conservative millennial perspective. So keep that in mind. Thank you for the support, and we'll talk to you next Friday. And I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We appreciate you, and talk to you soon.